Go ahead. Tell everyone you want. Tell them all I don't care. I suck cock. And I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Yummy.
The fuck is that from?
That is from Homeland.
Huh?
Good old Homeland. It's a show on, I think, Showtime. What is it, Howie?
I'm not sure what channel it's on. I didn't even know it was still being made, to be honest with you.
It just wrapped up season one.
All right.
Because I downloaded it in bulk.
Okay.
Unless anyone with the who the hell would be in charge of that, the CIA, the FBI, if they're listening, I got it legally. It's maybe on DVD now, so that's how I watched it.
I don't know. Fucking like give up and like settle for hearing out of one goddamn ear.
Grab another pair of headphones.
I did already. And this is the better of the two. Everything's fucked. The headphones, the jacks, goddamn mics.
It's cold as shit in here today.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you because that's just headphones in studios. It's always one ear going bad.
Well, because it's the two fucking sleeves. Assholes got him like yanking it in and out.
Yeah.
Like, it was better when they just locked him in there.
I don't know what to tell you.
Fuck it.
Just weather it. You'll be okay. I used to do professional radio production with one dead ear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's better to have the one dead one because it's better than the other one that's constantly going in and out here and goddamn itchy and scratchy in my fucking ears.
Itchy and scratchy? What the? Just
scratching. Like, all I hear is static.
I thought you meant,
I got you. No. Oh, my.
Anyhow, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
That's Will. That's why he replied Will Papagiorgio. We've also got, how much of your name do I get to say?
I go by Heezy now. Howard Heezy.
Howard Heezy. We got Howard Heezy. Colored entertainer Howard Heezy.
Woo-ha!
You can get all of our contact information on the Papa's Basement website, which is in papasbasement.com.
I went to papasbasement.com.
Why did you go to fucking Papa's Basement?
Fucking, I don't know, there's some creepy drawing of like a girl coming downstairs.
Just down the stairs and a dog looking like he's ready for some peanut butter on her cup. Just his dog tongue hanging out like, I know what's coming next.
Just a perverted
fish and
name.
Nuts. Num, num, num. Well, we can bring that down. Nicely done. Yeah, all the contact information's at inpapasbasement.com. There's tweeting me at Papa's Basement. Will's at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal. Do I get to give out your Twitter handle now? I'm trying to be very respectful of your day job and shit, so I don't know what gets to go out there.
I'm on temp contract right now, so people who got me. It's epexegetical.
Exactly, you heard him.
The obscure person who is now allegedly based out of Washington State.
It's a fucking name that I can't
it's
even...
spelled just like it sounds.
It's a name I can't even put on the goddamn website, because he's like, well, now I'm getting a Google hit for me on your site. And I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
Well, did you put your real name on the Twitter page?
I can't remove it now. It's too late. That's what they don't tell you about Twitter. It'll be up there for months. So, like, my number one mistake was putting on my real name.
That's why I put question marks in place of every single fucking syllable.
Yeah.
Will was smart about it. I don't think you can be found for shit, right?
I don't want to be found for shit.
Exactly. But, I mean, even people who start LinkedIn profiles, you ever, like, Google somebody and they hit... It's clear that they just tried LinkedIn because they didn't know what it was.
What the
and when
fuck
they
is LinkedIn?
Sucked,
I see it. I don't know what the hell it is.
It's for business networking. It's basically Facebook for people at
who
their jobs.
Don't want pictures of like someone doing shots off their tits.
It's more so people can Google you if they meet you at a glad-handing event
is
where they
it?
Can see how important you are. Basically, that's what people use it for in D.C.
I know LinkedIn. I think I have a profile, but really it's just one of those sites where you weasel a girl's name out of her and you instantly Google it. And
show me your cunt.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only fucking hint. That's the only hint. Ah! Hint.
Link me to your lips.
I want your areolas. And the show comes screeching. yeah, so once in a while, that would be the only hit that comes back on a girl. like just her fucking LinkedIn profile, but I've never done anything with it.
Google people, it pops up and it looks like a fucking spam page. I was like, what is this?
Well,
bullshit?
It looks like shit, yeah.
I always think it's like some spam like virus site.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like let's link you to a fucking malware. Are you done fiddling with the levels, Mr. OCD?
First of all, no, I'll never be done actually fucking with the levels. I'll bring myself down. I guess I'm loud in the mix. I can't
fucking
do it.
Who fuck? Who cares?
It's your damn show.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck y'all.
This sounds better. I mean, I don't know what the recording, like the final recording sounds like, but just this mix in the headphones sounds better than a lot of shit you hear on the radio.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I'm just eyeing up Jerry, who held us up for 20 minutes. I'm giving him as much shit as I can give someone who records out of the goodness of his heart and just wants to volunteer and be with his friend. And I'm like, oh, you finally made it, you late fag fuck.
Fucking
nice
Kenny
work.
Powers.
Yeah.
Just shitting
on Stevie. Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately, which I know is a shocker. I know you're blown away hearing that, but I had taken a break for a couple of months just to watch HBO Go. Again, not really any sort of change in my behavior, just the means of me getting my fix was a little different. That's like,
how many hours a day do you spend like watching?
I moved
said
from cocaine
horseshit
to Freebase. the average probably isn't that high because I'll go like 4 or 5 days without watching it, but then 1 day or 2 days I'll watch like 4 goddamn hours. So it isn't so bad. I look at like porn a lot more than I do HBO Go and Netflix.
That's good. At least I can relate to that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't watch TV, but
I don't watch any real TV. I'm happy that Breaking Bad season 5 is coming up Sunday. Ever since Mad Men wrapped up, I think I've only been watching the fucking vampire show that just sucks now.
That is horrible. Like,
oh, True Blood's gotten so goddamn bad.
Where every single fucking person has a superpower.
Because why the fuck wouldn't they?
You couldn't make enough storylines with the fucking bitch who could read people's thoughts in a town full of vampires.
I know.
And a gay black man.
It used to be True Blood season 1. I loved that.
It was a cool concept.
I am not ashamed to admit it. It had hot chicks getting the fuck donged out of them.
That redhead's pretty hot.
Like that high speed banging that the vampires do. I they do fucking that? Love that. Yeah, they're just like it's like jackhammer pounding. It's like cuck video times a million. It's
sticking
awesome.
A dildo to the end of a sozo.
Just exactly a cock on a paint mixer. The chick's got her fucking cervix knocked into her throat. No, I loved that. Just the premise.
Do they have the fast, like, balls against ass slapping sound? Like,
yeah, they're undead balls.
It sounds like the fucking drum solo to Wipeout.
The beginning of Hot for Teacher.
Fucking, like, overdub double kick.
Just, like, 16.
Out of time.
Yeah, oh, God. That was the best drum solo. The day
I swear to God, I think he, like, overdubbed, like that's multiple
drum
tracks.
You told me that the day you told me that
you
my
listened
innocence
to it, you can hear
died.
It.
Well, I want to believe Alex Van Halen somehow banged that out.
But it's just
that
out of sync. That's all. That's
but I love it.
What gives it the sound?
Well, I think it's like out of sync on purpose. Like it's actually like this much out of sync
I don't
each
know
time.
About I want to give him that much credit. You're talking about a guy who's such an alcoholic. He needs a fucking trash can behind his drum set to piss. Wait, did I tell you this or no?
No.
Fuck, I forgot who I told this to. Like, it must have been some chick. Like,
it was me, but I wanted you to explain it on there. That's how radio works.
This guy is such a fucking drunk. Like, he has a trash can behind his drum kit to just whip his dick out and piss in. And not only that, like, you know how most bands, like, they'll play a set and they'll do, like, say, like a drum solo or guitar solo.
Yeah, so
like,
everyone
in the
else
middle
can take a piss and
or
get a BJ.
Toward the end of the set.
Yeah.
He does his drum solo as the second song of the fucking set, so he can just get obliterated afterward. Like, he can only be coherent enough to get through 2 songs.
I mean,
then
I
he
just,
can't be bothered.
The 2 Van Halen brothers are fucking raging alkies.
Oh, they're pieces of shit. Like, everyone loves to, like, shit on DLR.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that guy's a fucking
buffoon.
He's a
buffoon, nutty Jew, yeah. Don't get
but,
me wrong.
Like, I think people really overlook the fact, like, what an asshole Eddie Van Halen is. And I'm sure Alex Van Halen's the same. He's just not in the
well,
media.
There's excerpts, is it from Sammy's book, that were in Rolling Stone. Just
oh, that was
20
great.
Pages on what a piece of horrible shit. And insane now. Eddie is. Like, his mansion's just cobwebs and him, like, sitting in a puddle of his piss in the middle of his living room, which has no furniture.
I didn't read that part, but just the part about him, like, showing up for the intervention, and I think he had, like, a bottle of something in his hand, and, like, you know, he walks into the room, and they all say surprise or whatever the fuck they do, and he just says something to the effect of, I don't remember it word for word, but I gave up my family for this shit. You think I'm going to quit on account of you assholes? And just walks out of the fucking room.
I just remember even Eddie.
Turns and walks.
Even Eddie, his story of like how he got good at guitar and like why he was better than other people. He was like, yeah, I would just get a fucking pack of tall boys every Friday night and sit there on my bed drinking all of them while mastering the guitar. And my brother would just go out and get drunk and fuck around. And he wanted to act like he was this paragon of virtue because he got shit-faced while playing the guitar while the brother is getting shit-faced trying to nail some bitch.
He's good, but he's not that fucking
good. I love Van Halen. Early Van Halen to me, fucking amazing.
Really, like, I mean, a lot of I wish I had a guitar. He was like a play some shit. Like, a lot of it's just fucking smoke and mirrors.
It is, but it's like, just, it's so good. I don't fucking care what it is. I love the sound of it. Like, yesterday I was driving around, just heard I'm the One again. How goddamn hard does that song rock?
I don't. Most of their songs, you can't even tell what song it is until they get to the chorus.
Ah, you said that.
Like, tell me the difference between fucking Panama and Standing on Top of the World until you hear the words he says during the chorus.
I mean, the rhythm guitar,
it's just fucking like Keith Richards with distortion, which is three chords. And like,
it's not like telling apart Asian women. You can do it.
I mean, Hot for Teacher is like really like their one song. It's different, I would say. Kind of breaks the mold. I like that.
I could listen to Halen all fucking day.
I mean,
I even love Van Hagar.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna look at it like from a songwriting perspective, I'd say Van Hagar is much better.
Not a
like
OU812 can suck mine.
No, but like right now, that's a good fucking song.
Yeah. What was the God damn it? Is it 5150?
5150.
That is a fucking tight album.
Yeah.
Is that with Van? That's Hagar, right?
That's the first Hagar one. The title track's amazing. It's got Dreams. It's got there's the two love songs. There's like, Why Can't This Be Love?
Oh,
and How Do
stinks.
I Know When It's Love or something?
Yeah, they sound the same. That fucking stinks.
Oh, the one that has like the typewriter at the beginning. I love that It's got what it takes. I fucking love that. And then you just cut to Dreams, which has the shittiest. I love how they just went full bore on the synth. They're like, it's 1985. We can do this. And Metallica's doing Master of Puppets, and Halen's like, I don't give a shit. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just doing whatever the fuck they want. God, no,
the
synth
sounds
it.
So shitty. Like,
oh,
I was listening
so dated,
to Jump in the fucking gym.
Yeah.
Just, what an awful piece of shit.
Just going to have to agree that you're wrong. That's how that's going to work.
No, goddamn. I'm trying to. Yeah, I like weird shit by them. Like some of the later stuff, like Humans Being.
Humans Being rocked hard. Meat Wise Magic.
Yeah, that was all right. And even that fucking shitty Tattoo song that everyone wants to shit
on. Oh, Tattoo can suck my dick.
I like
that entire
that.
Gary Cherone album. Do you remember that
No,
video?
That's David Lee Roth scene.
No, that's the Tattoo one, but like Van Halen 3.
Oh, I don't remember a single fucking song.
Exactly, you repressed
that
like a child rape.
Fucking, I don't even remember the single. Fire in the Hole?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. And it was just like...
Stunk.
You know, fucking Gary and Eddie leaning against each other because they rock so fucking hard. If they didn't stand back to back, they'd blow each other off
How
the goddamn
weird is
stage.
That? It's like over 15 years ago. Or no, 14 years
ago. Dude, there's so much shit from like 2004 that if you asked me, I would have thought I was like 13 months old.
Yeah, like I didn't realize that Gwen Stefani shit. Like, because I hadn't heard it in a while. That, and what was the other one? Like... What are you waiting for?
Girl.
Well, that it's all the same out, right?
Yeah.
And what are you waiting for?
Yeah. What
are
you waiting for?
Yeah. Like that was 2004.
I know.
I thought it was like 2007.
Oh no! This is how I come to terms with the fact that my life is just increasing at a fucking logarithmic rate. Like I'll be dead in my feelings, like probably 7-8 years. Yeah, exactly. It won't feel that long, and I'll just look back. I'll be like, oh, I'm fucking 74 now. How did that happen? I kind of remember doing Papa's Basement. Was that like? 9-10 weeks ago? It's just every year you get older, it feels like that much less time because it's this smaller percentage of your life. Like you're five and you're waiting for 6. Like, you don't even remember 1, 2, and 3. You're like, I'm literally waiting half my fucking life for a year here. Oh, is Christmas coming by? I've got 2 other Christmases to compare this to. You've got nothing. Now you've done it so much, it's a blur. You gotta just, like, do good new things in life, because otherwise, you fucking really, you flinch, and it's like, that was 15 years. Wow.
Yeah, if you do the same thing over and over. Yeah. Absolutely.
As anyone working a 9-to-5 job, suck my cock. You get what you deserve.
Avoid that shit like the plague.
Yeah, which segues seamlessly back into me talking about Netflix.
Shit.
Thank you for playing along. I was watching a bunch of new shit that it's what I call the quintessential Netflix movie. They never add anything that goddamn good.
It's, despite, like, doubling their prices.
Well, they doubled it for disc and internet streaming. But
who the fuck gets discs in the mail anymore?
After a while, I was getting one disc, and it would sit there 5, 6, 7 weeks. And mom would just be like, when are you going to watch this? And it's like, I would never watch them. I would just be like, okay, all right, sorry, the disc is such a fucking mess, Maria. And, like, I'd put it in an envelope and, you know, throw it in the fucking mail. And I was just like, there, the disc is out of the way. We can go on with our lives. The disc is gone. It just became the source of strife. So when the instant they increased the prices, I was like, fuck that shit. I'm just going online.
I think all physical media in general seems to be going the way of the buffalo. Why even bother backing your chair up?
I don't know.
Still audibly picked up. Gives a fuck.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. It sounded good. It was a manly cough. So I popped on. I'm trying to think. Thor. And I watched most of Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah, exactly. I watched it like porn. I was like, and ropes in his beard, and we're done. And Transformers 3.
Fantasize about receiving that hammer on your bag while you're stroking.
Mjolnir. Fucking give me all that leather hilt just sitting on that cold stone.
Hilt first.
Exactly. The little leather loop on the end of it tickles my colon. With a French accent right there. But
yeah, I haven't seen either of these. Like, should I?
Well, what was the other one he said?
I Transformers 3 and Thor. Do you have Netflix, Howie?
No, but I would. I can get them on demand.
Watching basically a comic book movie and a movie about a toy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not even weird because most people do it. I'm weird for not having.
Oh yeah,
seen
in no way are we a nation of man children.
I'm weird for not playing video games at 29.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are.
It's just, I don't know. You're the outlier.
I stopped playing video games when I was like, god damn, 12 maybe?
The instant I could, well, no, I take that back. There was an overlap of a lot of masturbating and Street Fighter 2, but like,
oh,
yeah.
That's good. Fucking take your goddamn, like, sticky fingers straight to the controllers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, why doesn't the R button work?
Exactly.
You push it in, it just sticks in the socket.
Trying to do a fucking Hadouken, and my thumb just spun right off.
Fucking Dragon Punch.
Yeah.
Gotta settle for a hurricane kick.
Right
down, the other
sideways,
button.
Whoops. Yeah. But
trying to do that roll motion with the control, just gets stuck at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ceases to turn.
Zangief's not moving anymore. He's just crawling backwards.
That fucking pile driver was impossible
spinning
to do
pile
anyway.
Driver. Oh,
holy,
there was a time.
Wasn't worth it.
Literally, it was like learning how to pop a wheelie. I actually learned how to do the spinning pile driver reliably.
Really?
And that was it. From there on out, it was like, who are you going to play with?
Could.
Oh, fucking Zangief. Yeah. It was like, are you going to jump? Nah, fuck that for fruit. Like, just walk
in
up
the
and
arcade.
Do the pile driver over and over.
I remember, like, for Champion Edition and Turbo, when you could select the bosses, I would just be M. Bison.
And
do that fucking missile
out.
Back
oh, yeah.
and forth. So even if they blocked you, you still drained their life, and there was nothing they could do.
It just hit like 4 times, yeah.
Unless they had
yeah.
like impeccable timing
and
did like a fucking dragon
punch
you.
Out of it or Hadouken.
And otherwise, I'd do the arcade people like, stop cheating.
I'm sorry, am I cheating? Am I like fucking handling your bag while we're fighting and it's diverting your attention? Fuck off.
That was my move.
And everyone puts their little quarter up, didn't you?
I hate that. Like, hey, you
I'm
can't
next.
Put that many quarters up if you line up like 10.
Yeah,
like, all these
exactly.
fucking rules. Like, go fuck yourself.
Oh my god, fuck arcades. Pedophiles must mourn the loss of the arcade like nothing else.
Do they
I know
even
they have
exist?
The internet now, but like, oh my god. Just the ped walking up to the machine like, hey, kid, I'll show you how to do the fatalities. Like, I'm sure some ped thought he was smooth, like, getting behind a kid. Like, oh, I'm going to guide your little hands and your fingers. Just trying to keep his fucking bone from digging into the guy's spinal column.
Fucking sticks his limp mule in that little thing for like dispensing quarters. Reach in and grab a few.
I have some tokens, but I'm busy with the game. Just reach into my pants and dig them out, however Are there many you want.
Any arcades anymore?
No.
Not even as like a retro thing?
No.
It's like some sort of hipster, like, hey, let's go play Pac-Man.
I like Dave and Buster's would be the closest I can think of.
But that's for adults. That's for people who used to go to
arcades.
That's
for black people to get drunk and fucking like just yell at screens in an acceptable environment.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sit on the little basketball games.
No. But I've only been to Dave and Buster's once. I was like delirious from lack of sleep. So,
it can suck my balls pretty much.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I think it's a negative. Like,
I don't think
just,
I paid for it.
They're banking on you drinking and not caring that like it's an excessive price.
So, yeah, I didn't drink.
I'm a stingy Korean, though. I just look at it like, oh, look at this price. No. No. Four quarter.
That's true. Like, I would say all the decent games is probably like $1 or $2 a play.
And there's nothing lower than a buck. I was in a movie theater.
No, you can play like Centipede and shit.
Oh, blow me. Yeah, I can play it on my
50
phone.
50 cents. 50 cents for Centipede.
Yeah. Like, I was in a movie theater, and I, for a dollar, there was a game that literally recreated. See, that's what happens when I turn away.
Who gives a fuck?
That was the fruitiest little burp. Sounded like Stuart Little. There was a game that was just the beginning of Aliens. Made into a video game, and I was dead within a minute, and I was like, that was a dollar. Go fuck yourself. I mean, it was cool, and if it was free, I would have played the shit out of it, but it's gotten way too expensive, man.
Well, I hate games where you can just die instantly, and then it's like, all right, you're over.
Yeah.
Like, games like that, like, at least the fighting games and shit, you get, what, two rounds at the minimum?
Yeah, you got
two
rounds.
And you have a life bar, so it's not like one hit, and you're fucking gone.
Yeah, you get the shit kicked out of you by Chun-Li for 30 seconds, and then game over.
At least you get to stare at her fucking crevices.
Oh, Chun-Li had a tight fucking ass. Great cans for an Asian.
I say Cammy was better.
Oh, Cammy. I loved Cammy. Was that our only tale in Street Fighter? Yeah.
Didn't they come up with some other Saigon whore later? For like Street Fighter 4 or something?
Well, yeah, 3 and 4 had different things, but like...
Who are the ones in Super Street Fighter? Fei Long,
Cammy,
the engine,
DJ.
Oh yeah, the Jamaican.
Exactly.
God damn, were they reaching at that point?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And it's like, I guess, did he have the superpower of rhythm or something?
Fucking knifes you and takes your wallet. This is a kidnapping, man. You white devil, you no come here no more.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
This is no tourist Jamaica. This is starving Jamaica.
Oh my god. That...
And then, like, if you
the
lose.
Dexter St. Jacques Dick Swing.
If you lose in his stage, you just get raped by a pack of ends a la Mel Gibson. Like, the characters from the background just come
just hop
on a train on Chun-Li.
Oh god. 9 months later.
The fucking little like Princess Leia bows in her hair all disheveled and dripping with cum.
Oh god, bless that.
One was used as asphyxiator.
Just mashed in her mouth. Don't scream or I'll stab you, white bitch. What are we? There's no accent to that. That was just me talking.
All right, so all this Thor.
Yeah, good old Thor.
I'm sure there's a Thor video game at one time or another.
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
Transformers 3. It dawned on me, these movies have next to zero real elements to
Thank
them.
You.
And I don't mean that in like elements of story and plot. They've got your
normal motherfucker who
flies
and kills people with a giant hammer.
By calling down the storms themselves.
Is that what it is?
He can.
And
he
can just like toss the hammer and it
I can fucking fling Mjolnir like a son of a bitch. Yeah.
Wait, it has a name?
Yeah, Mjolnir.
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 Jesus Christ.
There you go. Well, the sad thing is I knew that before the movie.
I did not. I myself did not.
Migs, what did he say to you? So
he hissed something at you. What was it?
He said, I can smell your cunt.
Pretty good impression of her.
Thank you.
Her and her fucking Y chromosomes.
Oh, good old Jodie Foster.
Is she another Herm? Her?
No, she's just a Lezzo.
Oh.
Good for her.
Yeah, why not?
Good for her girlfriend. Shit. Oh, yeah.
Who's her girlfriend?
I forgot. She didn't pull an Ellen and fuck Portia de Rossi, I'll say that.
Ellen's not a bad-looking bitch, though. Well, if it wasn't for, like, the stupid sneakers and the way she dresses.
No,
like,
Will's absolutely correct on this, Howie.
Like, if she grew her hair out and, like, dressed like a girl, she'd be pretty
there
decent.
You guys are fucking crazy.
No, and I'll tell you why. There was a picture spread from maybe 96 or something when Ellen was first getting some traction. Maybe even earlier, 94. And it was like...
Because she was a stand-up, like, in the fucking 80s.
What can we do to make Ellen look like a girl? And they fucking, like, put makeup on her and had her leaning over with cleavage exposed. You would have fucking eaten a hoagie out of her asshole, man. This was a good-looking woman.
Do you want to see if you can bring it up? Or you want us to look on the phones or something?
Yeah, if one of you guys wants to punch it up, just look up, like...
Google Ellen DeGeneres attractive.
Yeah, exactly. The one time you would have fucked Ellen.
I just, most of my fantasies with her involve me and her just like taking just, bong hits, basically.
You have fantasies,
Ellen,
with her?
No, I just always thought it'd be fun to like toke with her a little bit, right?
I don't.
Come on. Like, she's pretty funny, man. Imagine her.
I have heard.
Shove a bong in her cunt? No.
I have heard from at least a couple people that she is just a bitch off camera. And it's that much worse because her entire shtick on camera is like, hey,
it's the
I'm
same
just
as
like
Rosie.
You, even if I eat cunt.
Rosie's a fucking twat on wheels.
Yeah, but they said it's weird because she has this energy, and the instant the camera's off, it just fades, and you just know not to fucking talk to this woman at all.
Oh, kind of like the people on this show. Is it black and white? W? Like, do you remember anything?
No,
about
it was a color photo. It was like kind of
a magazine cover.
Orange background. I don't think it was a cover, but she was just leaning over, done up, with like her kind of tits out. What she has for tits. We're out.
This? No.
No, but that's not,
bad.
Bad at all. Yeah.
She got some decent fucking racola.
Wasn't she fucking DeGeneres? Isn't that like a Dago name or a Spanish name? What the hell?
I don't know.
It's something with vowels.
Ends in an S. So I can assume it's Greek. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, so she's going to have blood that has the tit DNA in it.
I mean,
even if she's blonde and blue.
Bitch she's putting stones to is hotter, but
still. I love Portia de Rossi. Are you kidding me? Fucking learned this the other day. She's not Italian in the least. That was just some stupid name she picked out of a hat. Her
That's
name's like...
sweet.
Yeah, wow. Way to pick a Tina fucking stage Simmons. Name that's easy to pronounce.
What, Portia de Rossi?
I want to know how the fuck to pronounce it if I had heard it.
I don't know.
I'm like a parrot. Like I don't know what I say. I just imitate sound.
You sound like a fucking immigrant.
I'm sure
just
I would have said.
Come here learning the language phonetically.
Portia de Rossi, anyway.
Yeah.
Or I'd just be like, yeah, the fucking dyke from Ally McBeal. There you go.
Was she on Ally? Oh, that was like her first role, right?
That's the only thing she's famous for besides licking Ellen's box.
No, Arrested Development and Better
yeah,
Off Ted.
I've never seen
Arrested.
Either of those. I know Arrested Development was...
She was
well liked.
She was crucial on that.
She was good.
But, okay, so Thor. All right.
Thor.
Yeah, so these things are just fake pieces of shit now. Which
You've been going on about this for a while, but it just dawned on me, so many of the action sequences, it's the two guys, Lord knows what the fuck they're actually wearing, because they're probably not even wearing their costumes from the scene, much less the weaponry they're hurling at each other. The entire background is bullshit. Like, it's Roger Rabbit in reverse. It's not like one little animated thing and everything else is real. It's all pretend time.
It drives me nuts. And you're watching that stupid, what do you call it, a sucker punch?
Yeah, sucker punch.
I swear to God, like, her body wasn't even real. It looked like fucking, like I was telling him, what was that stupid Wayne's Brother movie, Little Man? Yeah, Little Man, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, like, I swear to Christ, it was just this bitch's face imposed on the body. And that was the only thing that was real. And even then, they would only have her face on the body when it zoomed in on her. Like, all the action shit, you might as well have been watching, like,
a cutscene.
The fucking intro to a video game. Like,
it was like
if you're
fancy
looking at
Ninja
Halo,
Gaiden.
It's the same as a fucking movie now. Like, the lines are so blurry, it's just bizarre.
I blame Avatar. I'm trying to fake
it.
Oh,
no, this
else.
Shit went way... Like, even fucking Sin City. Like, I don't know how people watch that without getting mad. Just
well, that was on purpose.
It's annoying.
I thought with that, like, it was a style thing. Whereas now it's just becoming, like, a poor excuse for special effects.
Well, also, in Avatar's defense, Cameron did it well. I liked what James Cameron did. It's the same, like, with us.
So
we swear a lot, but we're also geniuses. And the comedy titans of our time where someone else might hear our show and just be like, shit, fuck, cunt, cunt, cunt. And but, think they're brilliant like us, but they're not. This is just us, man.
The problem with Cameron,
this is just the Bob.
Cameron kind of like takes things to the next level, but everybody who's like trying to play catch up to him does it less well for the next decade.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it always is. And that's why we're like dealing with the shit that is like, I wish I were Avatar, but I'm not.
I didn't see Avatar or like any of these movies. And I think that's a big part of it too. It's like, people
you said
like,
Avatar like a Boston motherfucker.
Avatar.
You're like, Avatar. Avatar.
Oh.
No, not you.
It was really predictable, man. I got to say, like, it looked good, but I thought that movie was
story structure, what do you want?
Well, just, I'm tired of people saying, oh, yeah, the movie's not that great, but you should go for the effects. They're amazing.
I thought it was still like, decently
Isn't
done.
Isn't this supposed like, to be storytelling,
I'm with
motherfucker?
You. I waited till it was on TV because I'm like, I'm not paying for that shit. I don't care if it's
fucking
better in 3D.
Clerks was a piece of shit. It looked like it. Just black and white, but it's funny. I'm trying to think of what else, like, goddamn, what was the phone booth, for example? Must have been fucking a motherfucker with caterpillar eyebrows in a phone booth. I like that movie.
Oh, I'm sure it's still at a budget of like 50 mil or something.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean,
Avatar's a kid's movie, basically. I look at that, I'm just like, this is something you show a 10-year-old and they find interesting.
I'm trying to think of like just the lowest budget movie, like just shot in one fucking room. Like, phone booth came to mind just because, I mean, it's all in that goddamn street pretty much.
I mean, Tron was cheap as shit.
Feeding Forrest Whitaker is like $4 million right there.
Fuck, but
I like how I brain farted on that name. By the way, I literally run over and I'm like, black guy phone booth. That's gonna come back with a lot. Phone booth movie black guy.
The other black guy besides Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Nigger from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh wait, which one was that?
That is Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
Got it right. Those two. You stumbled into the coin flip.
Who's also Ghost Dog?
Yeah, the Way of the Samurai.
And the other one's daughter is the one who got railed out.
Oh God, I beat off to that bitch's video so many times.
Really? I don't think I ever saw him.
Yeah, Larry Fishburne's daughter's in porn.
Yeah,
I saw the.
Well, she did like one fucking tape and then got out of it like immediately.
Was that it? I thought she was like a porn star.
No,
she was like rocking.
No, but
like,
she actually did like a legit porn on. Instead of like under the guise of, oh, my sex tape got stolen that everyone else does.
Yeah.
Like she actually went to Vivid.
I thought she like is staying with it because he disowned her.
Well,
she was just like, I'm owning
it. Well, she kind of put out there like, oh, I want to have a porn career. Like this isn't just a flash in the pan. But
apparently,
other interviews, she was like, I'm just doing this for exposure and at least I'm not lying about
it. No, she thought she was going to be Kim Kardashian. That's why she
did it.
It
was just her getting donged out by her boyfriend.
And getting paid like $1,000 for a porn scene, I'm sure, isn't as lucrative as leeching off of Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
So,
oh, exactly.
Like, no, I think the only chick who actually gone into like legit porn is China.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I am not going to lie. I've beat off to the China porn a couple times.
I like the fucking sex tape. Like
Backdoor to China.
Oh, you're talking about
not a bad film.
Wait, is that the sex tape or like the actual like Vivid one?
Backdoor to China is the actual like DP.
She looks kind of like fat and out of shape though, man.
Well,
like,
she's off
her
the
fucking like stomach's just like they're fucking her like
I don't know.
I don't even know what that position's called.
She's off
like,
the
spoon
roids,
on
so
the
she
couch.
Doesn't have a clit like a panda's thumb anymore, at least that.
But her fucking guts just hanging out. Like,
she looks okay. Like,
I thought she
I
looked pretty good when she was roided up.
See, I found her grotesque then, but all once, like, Backdoor to China, I think it came out like 09. I've spiked it to like 5 times to Backdoor to China, something like that. Because it's just so dirty seeing this bitch who was like mainstream famous getting fucked up her ass while another you know,
so,
guys in the mouth and
I
stuff.
Never watched wrestling, so
I didn't either, but even I like she was so ridiculously popular.
Oh yeah, you
back
knew
then.
Who she was, but I mean you don't like the
I mean,
fitness
like,
model type of chick?
I mean what type are we talking?
Like bikini competitor,
you.
But with fucking like big fake tits, because like they all have to have implants.
Because they all lose everything.
It becomes
pec
muscle.
Yeah. I'm fine
breast
with that.
Breast tissue
I mean,
and
but she's
muscle
not a bikini model. She was a diesel broad for a while.
Yeah, there's this chick at my gym. I don't know if she works there anymore. Like, I don't go like at noon or whenever she used to work there. This fucking Russian bitch. I thought it was hot as shit. Like, kind of my type. Like,
a cock flopped out of her shorts.
No, just like pale, like jet black hair.
Nice.
But she'd fucking rip you apart. Like, this bitch would bench like 3 plates on either side.
Jesus.
And like
okay.
She's pretty fucking toned, but I mean she got a fucking dumper like pow, you know, like
yeah.
You see her do squats, you're like, oh man, I'd fucking kill you to have her like sit on my face for 5 minutes.
just like, I mean, how big is she? Noticeably huge, or
not huge, but like she's definitely got guns. Like if you see her like wearing like some fucking like spaghetti strap top, like
yeah,
she's definitely got like the fucking like shoulders and shit.
Oh man.
I mean, I
hate the opposite of that.
She might give you like a Superman hand.
I was just
going to
say, she's going to leave you the bloody stump. Yeah. Jerks you off like she's starting a lawnmower. Like, where to go?
In 8 seconds, man. Like, your balls don't even have time to get all the cum out. Like, they're sucked halfway into your cavity.
No, when I fucked that 6'2 bitch, he fucking gave dome like a champ. It's like sticking it in a vacuum cleaner using those goddamn like big meaty throat muscles.
Sounded like Tim Allen sucking your cock. More power.
Oh fuck.
Which again seamlessly segues back into Thor and Transformers Transform. 3.
But I think that's a big part of like why I don't really watch movies anymore. Part of it's I have no social life and I have no one to go with me.
I used to go for a lot of the summer movies. Even I've soured on it because you watch Terminator 2, speaking of Cameron, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the one film I think I've actually sat through like the DVD making of kind of, you know, bonus disc that came with it. You would be shocked at how little the shit in that movie is CGI.
Yeah,
except for the scenes where he's like full liquid metal.
It's
like,
real.
Anytime he's getting shot and you see like metal coming out, that was like some weird rubber substance that was contained in like squibs on his chest.
Yeah, that's actual fucking filmmaking.
Yeah, and he's like, I think in the future it's going to be like this, where it's this mix of CGI and real special effects. And it's just so naive because James Cameron couldn't have foreseen that in 20 years you could take a $600 Dell from Best Buy and make half of a fucking movie on it. Whereas a special effects crew is never going to get any cheaper. They're just going to scale up with time and inflation.
I don't know why people go to see these pieces of shit. Like, I sure as hell don't. I mean, people are idiots. Like,
you just lose track of it. You're like, I'm looking at something that's completely meaningless. There's fucking, it was like two robots fighting on the surface of the moon or some shit. I'm like, there's literally nothing real to this.
No, in no way could you fucking, like, fantasize and imagine what you're watching is real. Like, whereas Terminator 2, I mean, granted, I saw it as a kid, but you know, it was fucking scary back then. I mean, now it looks kind of cheesy, but shit. Like, I'd still rather watch that shit than the new stuff.
I'd maybe even be more into it if you, for some reason, there wasn't just this agreement where everyone's like, oh, these special effects look great. They don't fucking look real, mind you.
Exactly.
Like, you still won't think it's real, but they look pretty fucking cool.
No, it's just the fucking Jews in Hollywood. Anything to save a fucking buck. Like, why blow up a car when you can just do it on a computer? How about blowing up the actual car looks real, Mr. Juh?
Yeah. It's weird, though. It does allow all these camera angles that just never were possible before.
What, from, like, the anus outward?
Exactly, yeah.
Because I never saw Avatar with a fucking, like, whatever, 180 cameras at any given time shooting whatever the fuck.
I don't know.
Isn't that just to get the angles of the bodies? Like, isn't all the backgrounds and shit fake?
It was for
the entire background's
3D.
Fake,
yeah. It was so, just mostly to get, like, the perfect 3D effect. It wasn't really for much else, I think.
Oh, God. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I think the idea of comic book movies in general is fucking stupid, too. Like, people are so bereft of fucking imagination now. Like,
well, they're like our modern day myths.
We're rehashing Spider-Man, which was 10
years after the fact.
Because some other studio bought the rights and they have to spit out X number of movies or they lose the rights to Marvel. It's absurd.
Yeah, and the whole
No, that is the real reason. So it's like
I didn't understand why, so that's fucking.
Like, whoever made the old Spider-Man movies, like the ones from 10 years ago, say that's Sony. And now Miramax has the rights to Spider-Man. So Miramax has to make 3 fucking Spider-Man movies in like the next 5 to 10 years. Or Marvel's going to take the right away from them and give it to goddamn DreamWorks.
I love how the fucking geeks who are into that shit are trying to justify being pumped for it. It's like, oh, he's actually like really skinny and he's a nerdy Peter Parker. Yeah, because Tobey Maguire's fucking armor in his heyday.
How about he shoots webs up bitches' twats for 90 minutes?
I said this on the site. In papasbasement.com. Like, why don't you do something a little liberal with
make
the source
a fucking
material?
Movie about Venom, even. He's cooler.
Give me a real Venom.
Give me a Venom. Damn it.
A fucking movie about Venom.
Instead of Topher. fucking Topher Grace as Venom, which like sucked my cock and it's on screen for 10 minutes.
It's Hyde from that 70s show as Venom.
Or just Fez. Like, with the accent. Giving me a job, yeah. A job.
Better yet, fucking goddamn Clarence Boddicker.
Oh my god, just Old Angry man. Red. Just berating young Spider-Man. But I was like, wait, this is going to sound horrible. If you were young Spider-Man, you're a 15-year-old that gets this power, why is it you get into crime fighting? Like, if I had this power...
Use it for rape.
I would just be up against apartment windows beating off. That would be it. It would just be like, why is there this rash of fucking streaked windows in New York high-rises? That would be it. Why would you ever risk your life to do shit? Like, once in a blue moon, I'd be like, oh, I hear something and I might foil it. And then I'd be like, oh, there's like three black guys raping you. Sorry, you know, I don't engage with those odds.
Rape can be funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of what?
Oh, the segues just segue. Don't stop in this one. Now that we've conclusively proven rape can be funny, we still got to delve into this, though, because it's kind of the hot topic of the week.
Why? I don't know, but yes.
Yeah, because some bitch wrote about it online.
Some fucking...
Wait, it got traction. I mean, it was just like some...
Oh, wait, but I saw it was some fucking cunt cave, like, tweeting about it. Just ruining everyone's good time like women love to do.
For those that haven't heard, Daniel Tosh, who I could fucking care less about.
Oh, he stinks. And then to know he makes like 27 mil doing the horse shit he does.
He just introduces clips. I've heard there's more to the show than that. I've never cared to watch it. He is a smug white cunt. Yeah.
Then he engages in parodies of the clips himself.
Oh, is that it?
And then he talks to the people who are in them. It's horrible.
That everything you said, I would rather you just bite off my fucking balls.
No, it's him like making snarky comments, him acting in like a parody of the clip.
So he's trying to establish he's better than the people involved, and then he's doing a parody of it.
And then he like interviews them and gives them a chance to quote unquote redeem themselves.
And also way to shoot really high, like I'm better than this bullshit that went viral. It's the lowest of the like.
When it came out, I was like, hey, wait a minute. So people surf YouTube at work, and now we're making a fucking TV show about that.
In defense of that show,
it stinks.
In those days when I would just sit on a couch high, that's all I can think of when I see that show. I'm just like, I would have loved this 10 years ago. Like, this would have been amazing because, like...
Anything's amazing when you're high.
No, but it's perfect because it's just like, here's 30 seconds. I'm going to get distracted and then eat some chips, and then I'm going to look up again, and then there's another stupid clip. So in his defense, like, I know the target audience.
It's for the baked retards.
It's not actually for, like, genuine humor. It's just for people with a short attention span because they're in...
Adult Swim looks
what
like
about short attention spans?
Made
check
fucking
email?
Baked people. Like, you ever watch that shit?
Oh, my God. You turn on
those
Cartoon
weird
Network.
Fucking segues? What the fuck?
Like, those creep out even me. If I had a kid, I'd be like, you're not watching that shit.
And Robot Chicken and all that shit. It's just weird.
I mean, it's an excellent market to tap into. You got like the...
Stoners up at 2 a.m. on a weeknight.
Hey, did you guys want to get a pizza?
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Ads for frozen
Absolutely
food.
Perfect. Yeah.
Maybe one of the reasons I've been having headphone issues is because my chair wheel is on the fucking headphone cord.
Severing it. Like Lorena bobbiting a fucking hog.
Just discovered that.
Nice.
You better forget those motherfuckers are from Manassas.
Oh, yeah. What road did she actually toss the dick into the weeds?
I don't know. I mean, I'll assume it's 234.
I guess.
This is one of them. It's 234 or 28.
Or 28, yeah. The two main highways running through the shithole that is Manassas. Although, I enjoy it well enough.
No, it's fucking good country pussy out there. Anything besides the fucking stuck-up Fairfax bitches.
Yeah, I had one dirty Manassas girl that I used to rail out.
I don't know,
Years ago. What a dirty broad.
Is she taking the shitter?
No, but just like, I mean, we're like fucking second date bareback. Like,
sucking
no complaints.
Fucking. What's that from?
Scarface.
What's he saying?
It's his monologue at the table after the fucking wife womb so polluted, can't make a baby. Is this what it's about? Sucking. Fucking. And the single part of the bad guy. Gonna be a real long time before you see a guy as bad again.
The fuck?
Like,
what do you mean so bad about barebacking on the second date? If you're not barebacking on the first date, there won't be a second date with me. Fucking, there's nothing worse than hearing, I think you should put a condom on. I think you should put your clothes on and get the fuck out the door.
I think there should be world peace, bitch, but it ain't gonna happen.
You see that door you walked in to get in here? Fucking turn your ass around and go right back through it.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a good one. And then it just, like, that was the girl I fucked. And 5 seconds later, she was crying while riding my cock. It was
Wait, what?
It was.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, you've never? Oh.
Crying?
Oh, crying. I've had criers in bed like 2-3
don't
times.
Don't lie.
They're always.
It's got to be like at least.
What?
I'm saying like half the time that you get laid, there are tears.
I mean, of joy. exaltation, if you will. But no, I've had 2 sad tears, and it was always the same style of girl, like drunkards. Wink, wink, slang for what they are, horrible drunks.
Well, they're crying because they realize they're just fucking date raped? What?
No, they're like...
They wake up and find you away.
You know how fucking swingy emotionally any drunk can be, right?
Yeah, it's awful.
Okay, so...
Like, you say drunk, like they are drunk or they're alcoholics?
They're alcoholics, but they're drunk at the time, too.
Yeah, that's... Like, there's drunk, nothing worse.
They're drunk by the middle of any date you're on them with.
No, there's nothing worse to deal with than an alcoholic.
It's the worst. So I'm banging this girl, and I pull out, and she has really great ass. Best white chick ass I've ever hit. And I blast all over that thing.
Right.
And she hops back on, and this is back when I cared about sex, so I was like hard again in 3 seconds. And she's riding it, and while I'm like in it, she starts holding me, and she's like, say you won't go.
Wait, what?
Say Holy you cow. Won't go. And I'm like...
Go where, motherfucker?
Thank you. I'm like... Well, I'm not leaving now. I'm inside you. I think I'm having fun. And she's like,
women never respond.
Say you won't go.
Whoa.
And just starts crying while my cock is inside her. This is literally the second date. And I'm like, how the fuck do I react? Somehow, I stayed hard through the entire production.
I thought I fucked some crazy bitches.
Oh,
holy
no.
Shit.
This is, she's still going up and down while crying.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'm just like, I
that's
don't know.
That's worse than a chick calling you daddy when she's doing that.
Daddy's okay in my book.
Oh, that creeps me out.
I mean, like, first of all, I'm trying to think of the 5 things that were being done at this time that should have made me soft. Like,
I
would don't have know.
Absolutely I, gone.
I felt
at
like
that
the,
point.
I felt like the golden child walking across those steps, like with nothingness underneath him. I could have plummeted to my death, my erectile death at any point.
Was she hot?
She really, like, she had saggy boobs, but like she looked exactly like the MILF from Weeds. But with, like, huge tits and a bitchin' ass. She was a psychopath, though. Don't get me wrong. Psycho bitch. But, and not too good in bed. I did, like, all the fucking work.
Well, that means she's a good woman.
Some
woman who thinks she knows.
Oh,
it's
calling
she's
the shots.
Doing.
Yeah, she's not the ringmaster, but once in a while, you're like, look, I'm going to lie back. I'm going to watch your tits bounce. I'm going to enjoy this show.
If you just, like, hold your head to the side so I can see the TV, that'd be great. Thanks.
Oh god, I did that not too long.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I definitely can't have fucking TV on during sex. I'm such an
I'll
easily distracted moron.
I'll just watch the fucking TV.
Fucking like I'll be doing my shit and then just like Louie or Family Guy's like on in the background and like I'll laugh in the middle of eating your cunt.
That baby be crazy. You see what it did? It talking shit. The only time a black man's ever eaten. I think I've talked about this too. There's one set of like, I don't think it was a sex tape. I was just snapping pictures because I just got a digital camera. So I was like filming anytime I was fucking abroad for like the next 6 to 8 weeks. And it's the only time I've ever deleted sex pictures of myself because I had on HBO 2 in the morning. And it must have been Cliffhanger. I can't think of any other movie it could have been. But it's just my dick down some chick's throat and then John Lithgow's face in every picture.
That's fucking great. Why would you delete that?
I know. Like, in retrospect, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Because it's just some girl, like, looking up, like, trying to be sensual. You know how they do that, like, looking into the camera with hog in their mouth? But then there's, like, Third Rock's, like, in the background doing the menacing, scary lift down.
Imagine
the
fucking age of Facebook, you could put that shit up and tag him in.
Just tag John Lithgow, exactly. John, you were here in spirit.
Oh, man, you could have fucking tweeted him and everything.
I know.
Lithgow.
I was thinking of you.
But you were what was keeping me hard, not this
Yeah,
bitch.
Exactly. She was teething me like a motherfucker. Thanks for being there to help me hold out.
So, where were we on? Transformers?
No, I don't think that. We can see
what was it? Oh, Tosh.
Oh, Tosh, yeah. Okay. The Tosh rape joke.
There we go.
Well, God, I think we actually punch out at this point because it's... we did 4 minutes of dead air bullshit at the beginning. We're at the 55 mark right now. You think we tease Tosh until the next episode?
Nah, I think we just wrap that one up and then start.
I think we've got a lot of like Tosh material, though. I could riff on Tosh for a good 6 to 8
minutes.
Fine,
if you want to fucking take a breather.
I could take a piss and eat
out of the pretend to return a few days from now.
I'll be real. I got to take a leak. So.
Do you? Well, what the fuck are you trying to encourage us sticking around? We did a good shit. You think it gets more golden than this?
So I'm looking at this side thing that says 30 minutes. I didn't realize, like...
What the hell? Oh, I started recording halfway through like a buffoon. The computer
Wait
recording.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. What?
The computer recording's the full thing. Don't worry. That's our second. That's our backup.
All right. That's
our
cool.
Half a backup.
I was about to like lose my shit.
No, are you kidding me? You think I weep like a bitch anytime I fuck up the recording of this? It's completely not worth it if you've botched the recording. It's a fucking fart in the wind. All right, Surf Rider, kick it. There you go. Like that. And now I'm still fired up. We're going to knock the shit out of this next episode. And then we're going to get out of here. I'm going to fuck this bitch. I'm going to fuck that bitch. I'm going to fuck anything that moves. Line you and a bunch of other guys up. Make like a circus seal. Fucking faggot.
Suck you like a circus seal.
Hate men. I love women. What a good movie.
Indeed.
You made it through another Papa's Basement, and good for you, or bad for you, I don't know at this point. I appreciate you listening, though. Again, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com. It's got everyone's contact information. Will's at Billy Basil, he's at Gray Sky Eternal with that fancy fuck pinky out E instead of the A in the gray. Howie, you are...
Exegetical.
Exegetical, yeah, Google that, and then say, fuck you Korean motherfucker. Once you find him and tweet him that. I'm at Papa's Basement. Just appreciating the dead air right there. I was going to say in papasbasement.com again, but why beat a dead horse? Go there for the iTunes link. The iTunes link. I just gave all the Twitter shit. The Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Like on Facebook.
Exactly. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but